Gilead is a dystopian society inspired by real-world events and themes. Once called the United States of America, this land is now known as Gilead. In the early 2000s, a religious group called the Sons of Jacob seized control of the government and created a new regime, the Republic of Gilead. In Gilead, strict rules govern daily life. Citizens must dress, act, and speak in specific ways. Greetings like, "Blessed be the fruit," or "Under his eye," are mandatory. Most importantly, they are forbidden from crossing the wall, a tall red brick barrier that separates Gilead from the rest of the world. These rules are rigorously enforced by the Eyes, Gilead's secret police. Any disobedience is swiftly punished. Offenders might face exile to the polluted colonies, where radioactive waste is widespread. Alternatively, they could be executed, their bodies displayed atop the wall as a warning to others. In Gilead, women are divided into distinct classes based on their roles. Wives. These women hold the highest status as the spouses of influential commanders. Despite their status, they wield little influence outside their homes and are easily identified by their teal-colored robes. Handmaids. Rare and precious in Gilead, handmaids are fertile women tasked with bearing children for commanders. They are assigned to specific commanders and engage in regular sexual intercourse under the watchful eyes of the commander's wife. Handmaids are stripped of their identities and referred to by the prefix of, followed by their commander's name, for example, Ofglen. They wear vivid red robes and bonnets that conceal their faces and can only move about in the company of guardians, the male soldiers of Gilead. Marthas. These women serve as domestic servants within commander households, recognizable by their gray attire. Aunts. Aunts oversee the handmaids, responsible for their conduct and religious education. They are the only women in Gilead permitted to read and write and wear brown robes. Jezebels. This group consists of prostitutes. Unwomen. Women who defy the state are deemed unwomen and are punished by being sent to the colonies. In Gilead, each class of women plays a specific role tightly controlled by the authoritarian regime, shaping their identities and interactions within society. The beginnings of a handmaid. In The Handmaid's Tale, we follow the story of Offred. We first see her in a converted school gymnasium, where she and many other women are lying on cots, either sleeping or pretending to sleep. Guardians patrol the room, facing away from the women, while ants with cattle prods move between the beds to prevent escapes or conversations. This gymnasium, later called the Rachel and Leah Reeducation Center, or the Red Center, is where fertile women of the former USA are taken after the Sons of Jacob's coup. They are reeducated to become submissive handmaids. Aunt Lydia, driven by power, gives lengthy speeches about the role of women in Gilead. She tries to convince the handmaids that Gilead, unlike the USA, where pornography and sexual violence were rampant, is a nation that protects and respects women. Before the coup, Offred, whose real name we never learn, lived a relatively free life. She was educated, employed, smoked, drank, and dressed as she pleased. She had an affair with Luke, a married man who eventually left his wife for her. They had a daughter and were happy together. As the Sons of Jacob gained power, Luke and Offred sensed danger and tried to escape with fake passports. At the border, a guard hesitated and made a phone call. Panicking, Luke sped across the border, and they abandoned their car to flee through the woods. They were caught and separated. Offred never found out what happened to Luke. She was told her daughter was placed with another family. Life as a handmaiden in Gilead. Offred is assigned to Commander Fred Waterford in Gilead. On arriving at his house, she instantly recognizes his wife, Serena Joy, a former televangelist linked to the Sons of Jacob. Despite her past prominence, Serena is unhappy in Gilead and feels bitter, disdainful, and envious towards Offred. Offred has a strict routine. She's only allowed to leave the house to go grocery shopping with another handmaiden, Ofglen. They are always escorted by guardians and only engage in polite, superficial conversations. Once a month, during her most fertile time, Offred participates in the ceremony with the commander and Serena. Before it begins, the commander reads a passage from the Bible about reproduction. He undresses while Offred lies on the bed with her robes pulled up around her knees. Serena sits behind Offred, and they intertwine their arms to symbolize unity. Any child Offred conceives belongs to Serena. During the ceremony, the commander has sex with Offred while making eye contact with Serena, who quietly weeps each time. Afterward, Offred returns to her sparse room where she lives alone. She can't fully close her door but indulges in a few private rituals. She uses butter she's hidden in her shoe to care for her skin. Once she sneaks downstairs to steal a daffodil, which she presses under her mattress. She also reads graffiti left by a previous handmaid that says, "Nolite te bastardis carborundorum," reminding her not to let the oppressors break her spirit. Opposition and defiance. Offred's life in Gilead is cramped and restricted, though she finds some solace in her current safety. However, cracks are starting to appear in the tightly controlled society. Gradually, her relationship with the commander evolves into a complex companionship. One evening, after their monthly ritual, Nick, the commander's driver, appears at Offred's door with an unexpected invitation from the commander to visit his study. There, they engage in an illicit game of Scrabble, a forbidden pleasure in a world where women are denied education. These secret meetings become regular, sometimes involving contraband magazines, like old Vogues for Offred to read. Occasionally, they even share kisses, an act strictly prohibited for handmaids. Despite always being aware of the commander's authority, Offred cautiously begins to find some enjoyment in these intimate moments. Offred's dilemma in Gilead. As the commander grows closer to Offred, her position in the household becomes precarious. If she doesn't conceive soon, she risks being sent back to the Red Center. In Gilead, only women can be deemed infertile by law, not men. During her monthly checkup, the doctor discreetly offers to help Offred conceive a child, ensuring no one will know the baby isn't the commander's. Serena also suggests Offred have sex with Nick, intending to pass off any resulting pregnancy as the commander's. Their actions hint at knowing the commander's infertility and the urgency for Offred to conceive by other means. Offred declines the doctor's proposal, but later sleeps with Nick after Serena promises to show her a picture of her daughter, now much older, from her new family. Despite their efforts, Offred doesn't become pregnant. She's haunted by the image of her daughter and the realization that Serena knew her daughter's whereabouts all along but kept it from her. Despite the risks, Offred and Nick continue their secret relationship. Secret resistance in Gilead. During their routine shopping trips, Offglen reveals to Offred in hushed tones that she belongs to an underground group called Mayday. She discloses that Offred's commander holds a very high position in Gilead's hierarchy. Mayday's mission is to overthrow the oppressive government, and Offglen urges Offred to gather any information she can from the commander's house to aid their cause. Though Offred agrees to help, her loyalty is divided between the commander, with whom she shares a complex relationship, and her lover, Nick, making her commitment to Mayday hesitant. Offred encounters Offglen again during a gathering called Participation, where handmaids are instructed to execute citizens who have defied Gilead's laws. The target this time is a guardian accused by Aunt Lydia of being a rapist. Shockingly, Offglen delivers the first brutal blow. Later, she reveals to Offred that the man was not a rapist but a member of Mayday, imprisoned for his beliefs. Offglen's action was meant to spare him from a worse fate during the execution. This revelation opens Offred's eyes to the risks Mayday members face in Gilead. She admires their courage but also fears the consequences of being associated with the resistance. The Van and Nick's revelation. Offred's fears materialize when she meets the new Offglen during their usual shopping trip. This replacement informs her that the previous Offglen committed suicide upon spotting the eyes approaching in their black van. Later that night, Offred hears the van approaching. Anxious about being captured, she is surprised when Nick enters her room. Unsure of Nick's loyalties, she worries he might be an eye. To her relief, Nick reveals he belongs to Mayday. The men in the van are fellow Mayday members in disguise, sent to rescue her. Despite her doubts about Nick and the men in the van, Offred has no choice but to go with them. As she departs in the van, she ponders if this marks the end of her tale, or the start of a new one. Key points. 1. A formerly free woman faces oppression in a dystopian society as a designated servant, devoid of rights and self. 2. Women are controlled through structured rituals and constant monitoring under an authoritative regime. 3. Navigating a risky relationship, balancing forbidden desires against severe consequences. 4. Engaging secretly in rebellion, the individual struggles between conforming to survive and defying for freedom. 5. Discovery of an underground movement dedicated to overthrowing the oppressive regime offers hope. 6. Acts of sacrifice within the resistance highlight the perilous yet courageous nature of defiance. 7. The narrative concludes ambiguously, leaving both the protagonist's future and the regime's fate uncertain.